Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road, but I'm in our 617 Seymour Avenue studios just north of the State Capitol building and reaching out over the phone lines to Flint, Michigan, as we'll be speaking today with Deandra McCain, Director of Flint and Genesee CVB. Those are the Convention and Visitors Bureaus, and doing so because this weekend is the fifth annual Be a Tourist in Your Hometown. So welcome to the program, Deandra.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. And, well, why do an event like Be a Tourist in Your Hometown?
Be a Tourist in Your Hometown is a fantastic way to re-engage our residents in all of the wonderful tourism assets that we have right here in Flint and Genesee County. It happens quite often that we're out in the community and people are planning their vacations or their weekend getaways, and they're really excited about visiting a children's museum in another state or an art institute. And we have all of those phenomenal assets right here in our backyard. And so that is what Be a Tourist in Your Hometown is all about. It's about exciting the residents and visitors alike about all of the great things that we have right here.
Yes, and with three dozen venues and attractions and businesses making up the stops of the tour going on Saturday, July 15th, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. there in Flint. And so what's new about this year's event?
So this year's event is a little different as we have added a walking tour route. So traditionally we have about four different bus routes with our partner Mass Transportation Authority, MTA, and we still have those bus routes there. But for those who are interested in walking the downtown area and seeing about 12 different venues and attractions, they can do that. And so we've developed a walking tour guide. It includes the historic Charles Stewart Mott Foundation building, the MSU School of Human Medicine, Ennis Children for our Inner Center for Children, and our wonderful, phenomenal Flint Farmers Market, just to name a few. And the Flint Farmers Market, by the way, has been named one of the top 15 places to visit in the nation.
Excellent. So what are some of the traditional popular attractions, if they haven't already been highlighted in what you just mentioned?
So on some of our other routes, the Flint Children's Museum, and I also love to talk about our Flint Cultural Center. So nestled here in Genesee County, right here in Flint, Michigan, on 30 acres, we have a phenomenal cultural center that includes the Flint Institute of Arts. It has the second largest private collection, art collection, next to the DIA in Detroit here in the state of Michigan. And then it includes also our Flint Public Library, Applewood Estates, which was the home of Charles Stewart Mott, the Whiting Auditorium. They do phenomenal Broadway plays throughout the year. And then the Flint Institute of Music and the Flint School of Performing Arts. So we do have a really great cultural center. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Longway Planetarium, all new updated Digistar technology, one of the greatest in the nation.
Excellent. Did I miss checking with you about any other specific attractions on the overall day that you wanted to highlight?
So if people have not been out to form our nature preserve and arboretum, especially if you're with young children, I would always recommend to get out there and check out the treehouse. Now, this treehouse is unique as it's one of the only that was built by treehouse masters on public property that is not located on residential property. And so it is truly phenomenal and it's really unique. And so I'm always pushing people to go out there.
All right. So it comes to mind, why does it only cost $1 to participate?
And so it only costs $1 because there are some nominal fees that we have just to cover the cost of the location and some of the gifts and prizes and raffles that we give out. But we would truly want to make this an affordable experience for our residents. And so for a family of five bucks to visit about 30 different attractions, I mean, that's great. I couldn't think of any day that I could go over to the Whiting and get a, you know, sit down at a show for $1, but let alone get a backstage look at the facility. So it truly is affordable for the residents and it's a great way to spend the day.
Excellent. And how has the participation grown over the years?
Participation continues to go up every single year, and that's one thing that we're really excited about. Last year, we broke records with more than 1,000 participants, and this year, we are expecting and hopeful to get a little more than 1,200.
Wonderful. All right. Well, comes to mind, I'd love to hear a little bit about the economic and tourism scene there in Flint and Genesee.
So there are really great things going on, and we really have a huge focus at the Bureau this year and moving forward into 2018 with ecotourism. And so we have, and I love to talk about this, the new Flint Bike Share program. Have you heard of the Bike Share in any other community?
You know, I was in like New York City type of, but in Milwaukee, I think might have, but outside of that, no, not too often.
Yes. Yeah, so Flint and Genesee, we have a bike share. So this is the opportunity to come to a bike share station. You can use the Zaxter app. That's who we've partnered with in this community. And for the first half hour, renting a bike is free. And then for every hour after that, it's $2. So you can ride all around the community. And I think this is another great way to experience, be a tourist in your hometown. And then let's say you spend all day, you spend about, I don't know, $8 to rent a bike and go to all of these attractions. And then you can return the bike to any bike share station. So you don't necessarily have to return it to the one you rented it from. And so it's great for residents, it's great for visitors, it's great for students. And so it's a huge win in our community to have this unique station set up.
Oh, sounds quite convenient. All right. Well, as we wrap up, is there anything else that you really wanted the business community of Michigan and the listeners across Michigan Business Network to be aware of with the event?
Yeah. Another thing that we're really excited about is the opening of our Capitol Theater, our historic theater, and that should be happening, a soft opening this fall.
Wonderful. All right, then. Well, thanks for spending some time on the Michigan Business Beat, Deandra.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been exciting.
Excellent. Deandra McCain is director of Flint and Genesee CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Flint, Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.